Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, welcome to you. Thanks for joining us today on this Thursday as we hear the Word of God. Derek Prince has been teaching a series this week called You and Your Household. I know that for many of you, this has got to be the very cutting edge of where you are. The battle that goes on in your home sometimes, the questions of salvation, how does salvation come to a home? How do I bring change to my home spiritually? Well, this is the teaching for you. Let's listen.
I've been explaining that the salvation which God offers to humanity is a household salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved, you and your household. The reason is that God has a deep love and concern for every family. Today, I'll be sharing out of the story of a woman without a husband, and yet her faith brought salvation to her entire household. Her name was Rahab. Now, we need to just glance briefly at the background of Rahab's story. Joshua and the armies of Israel were encamped on the east side of the Jordan River, ready to advance across and move in and conquer the land of Canaan. The first city on their way, which they had to conquer, was the city of Jericho. And Jericho was a walled city that was strongly fortified, and God had a special plan by which the Israelites would be able to conquer Jericho. But before the whole army moved in, Joshua sent two men ahead as spies to get inside Jericho and spy out the city and see what its defenses were and so on. And so Joshua sent these two spies across the Jordan and into the city of Jericho. Now, inside Jericho, there lived Rahab. And Rahab is called a prostitute. It's not absolutely sure whether she was exactly that or she was just a woman who kept an inn. But probably in those days there wasn't too much clear delineation between the one and the other. Bear in mind that Jericho was a very evil city. It was doomed to God's judgment. It was doomed to be totally destroyed. And here in this so wicked city is this woman, Rahab, a prostitute. Now I'll read to you the passage from Joshua chapter 2, which speaks about the spies coming in and how Rahab received them. Joshua 2, beginning at verse 8. Before the spies lay down for the night, Rahab went up on the roof where she'd hidden them. And she said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts sank, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives," the men assured her. "If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land." So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. Now she had said to them, "Go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way." The men said to her, "This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us, unless when we enter the land you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. We will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear." "Agreed," she replied. "Let it be as you say." So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. So that's the background. She had taken the spies in, and when their lives were in danger, she had hidden them on the rooftop under the stalks of flax, and then she'd shown them how to escape, and she'd risked her own life in helping them, even to the point of letting them out of her window because her house was on the wall of the city with a rope so that they could escape. And then she'd said, now, because I've done all this for you, I want you to promise me that you will spare me and all my family. And they said, agreed on one or two conditions. First of all, that you tie this scarlet thread in your window. And second, that they'll all come into your home. If you don't bring them in, if they're outside of your house, then our promise is not valid. They've got to come right inside and be in your house with you. And if they're there and the scarlet thread is in the window, then we promise you the safety of yourself and all your house.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The sacrificial price that Jesus paid on the cross was perfect in every way, and it purchased a great and complete salvation that He made available to us. Still, many believers have not appropriated all of the benefits and blessings God intended for us to receive. In Derek's book, Complete Salvation, you'll discover what salvation truly is and the steps you can take to receive and enjoy all of its amazing benefits. Because this is such an important message, Derek Prince Ministries wants to send you a copy of Derek's book, Complete Salvation, free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive complete salvation. 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771, or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Now let's read what happened when Israel took the city. This is found in Joshua chapter 6, verses 20 through 23. The children of Israel had to march around 7 days. Then the seventh day they had to march around 7 times, and then at the end of the 7th time around, they had to blow the trumpets and shout, and God told them the wall would fall down, and that's what happened. Now here's the description. When the trumpets sounded, the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with a sword every living thing in it, men and women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her. So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother and brothers and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Now notice, Rahab by her courage and her faith, though she was unmarried, though she was a prostitute, brought salvation to her entire family. Everybody that belonged to her was saved on the basis of her faith. Let's look at the aspects of her faith very quickly. There are three things that go together in biblical faith, and she demonstrates each. First of all, she believed that God would give the Israelites the land. She had that faith. Secondly, she put action into her faith. She risked her life to save the spies. Third, she made a confession of her faith. That scarlet cord tied in her window corresponds to our confession of the blood of Jesus. And by those three things, faith, works, and confession, she was enabled to bring salvation to her entire family. Now I want to show you what the New Testament has to say about this woman Rahab. She's singled out for honorable mention more than once. In the great role of the victors and the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, Rahab gets a verse to herself. Hebrews 11:31, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Notice she's called a prostitute, but she's held up as an example of faith. Isn't that a kind of paradox? And then in James chapter 2, verse 25, where James is explaining that faith without works is of no value, he takes Rahab as an example of somebody who had faith that worked. And this is what he says. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? That's a challenging thought, that a prostitute can be considered righteous if she acts in faith. And that's not all. The greatest is yet to come. Because if you turn to the first chapter of Matthew and the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, you'll find this in verse 5. Salmon was the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed the father of Jesse, who was the father of King David and the ancestor of Jesus Christ. So Rahab, after being delivered out of Jericho, married Salmon, who was a prince of the tribe of Judah, and became the mother of Boaz, who was the mother of Obed. And bear in mind that Boaz also had a non-Israelite wife, Ruth the Moabitess, and she became the mother of Jesse, of Obed, and Obed became the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David. So Rahab is included in the genealogy of King David, and still more, of the Messiah. What a tremendous lesson on the limitless possibilities of faith which works by love. You see, the thing that I like about Rahab, she had a loving heart. She wasn't content to just get saved on her own. Her first concern was for her father, her mother, her brothers, her sisters, her entire household. I've heard somebody say once that God saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. I think that's really the story of Rahab, a prostitute in a city under a curse, and she became the ancestress of the Messiah, saved her whole household.
Now, who would have thought that a great lesson on bringing salvation into our home and our family line would come out of the life of the one people call the prostitute Rahab? What a powerful teaching. You know what's encouraging to me about this? It is the fact that we can change the course of generations and we can see our household saved by how we live. This is really the conclusion of Derek's teaching this week, that one person walking faithfully with God can bring salvation to their entire home. Let's believe it, let's live it, and let's see generations changed. Hey, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.